The fall cattle run is just getting started at Stockman's Livestock Exchange based in Dickinson, North Dakota. Owner Larry Schnell says this week's sale at the West Barn brought 1,500 head, but Schnell is expecting close to 4,000 head at today's East Barn sale. One factor that's entered into the current market is recent moisture in the northern plains.
It brought a lot of moisture to the feedlot areas, so they're facing some mud problems. And also some of the markets last week, cattle were not able to make it in. So what's happened is this week is kind of doubled up in a lot of places on big runs of cattle. So we've got a situation where the supply is much greater than the demand, and that will affect the market, not in a positive way. And the very top end of the cattle, especially those that are vaccinated, will be there. But there's going to be a big range of prices depending on quality, vaccinations, and things like that.
Starting next week, Schnell anticipates to run 3,000 to 5,000 head through the ring every sale. In a buyer's market, Schnell recommends producers keep any cattle out of the ordinary at home.
If you want to maximize your returns, that would include calves with short ears or short tails because they might have frozen them. Anything that's blemished as far as the eyes or cripples or anything like that, they'll really discount those right now. Not so much when you get into the after the first of the year, especially towards spring. You know, they get bigger and they aren't quite so much worried about it because there's not that many to pick from. But for the next 6 weeks or so, at least till Thanksgiving or later, there's going to be a lot of cattle moving, and very much the demand will be for the very top end.
Reporting Agriculture's Business, I'm Megan Turnquist for the Red River Farm Network.